Welcome to the post show. It's a shit show, post show of shit and post shows. What's up, motherfuckers? Huh?
Shit posting show.
Shit posting show. So I recommend, you know, checking out the video because, like, you can come and say hi and you'll probably see Sione's cat and you'll probably see H-Man's cat. And my cats won't be here because the door's shut because my girlfriend's here and I'm loud. So, yeah. But we're just going to check out, like, a little bit of Moist's video because it kind of explains how, React streamers are bad people, allegedly. According to this Viper dude, who nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, Dark Viper AU.
Yeah. Really yep. bad. And then we're going to talk about Disney World and Universal and probably some other random shit, like the anime store that was in Disney at Epcot, which was all right.
I went disc golfing.
See, he did. He actually did. We went on vacation, and instead of going to Universal Studios, which he had a ticket for, completely paid for, could have gone, was included with the package. Man's went disc golfing. Dose. Twice.
Yeah, I played the same course twice. It was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Well, let's check it out.
Lord forgives all sins, even murder. But thanks to one man, my third eye has truly been opened to a very hard to swallow truth that there's one sin.
My God, that's so depressing.
That it sends the person straight to hell.
I love Moist.
It's React content. There is no forgiveness for React streamers. Those vile vermin that watch YouTube videos on Twitch, they're all bad people, downright evil with no exception. I remember in Star Wars they said only a Sith deals in absolutes. Well, not this time. Yesterday, a YouTuber and streamer named Dark Viper AU posted a 14-page document, which is the script for a video he's
working on. Yeah, it was 14 pages long.
All about how evil React content is. And it really heats up. This gets wild and wacky for the touchdown real quick. There's a whole section in here where he basically compares reactors to sexual abuse criminals and insinuates that they'd be likely to spike your drink at a party, take silence for consent.
All of your favorite React streamers are rapists.
Comparing React content creators to rapists. Completely unironically, it's not some edgy joke or anything. It's posting cringe on main that he truly believes and defends in the comments when someone called him out for it. He really doubles down, puts his nuts on the table, and says, yeah, reactors are likely to commit sexual abuse. He says it's hyperbole, but only slightly so. The difference between actively ignoring...
Dude, it's fucking wild. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, this right here, like, the fact that he doubled down...
After,
like,
yeah, because,
like,
somebody,
in comments.
Somebody called him out. We're like, yo, don't you think, like, saying that's a little far? Like, and they were like, maybe you didn't mean this. And he was like, no, they don't. Like,
yeah, like it's he just genuinely thinks that it is rational to compare... Not asking every person who you react to their YouTube video to be able to do it to sexually assaulting a person.
Yeah. And here's the quote, which is, this isn't even the quote in the thing, which is arguably worse. Like, this is just his doubling down. Quote, people who live their lives exploiting others, their labor or careers in their own lust for money and power are the very sort of people who would sexually abuse someone. A reactor's career is specifically about ignoring consent and only respecting people when profit is at risk. It is hyperbole, but only slightly so. The difference between actively ignoring consent for financial gain is not so far removed from ignoring consent for sexual gratification. It is abuse of another for a selfish purpose. It's just such a fucking wild take, dude.
Yeah, especially in the world of YouTube, where after the first week, your numbers aren't after the first week, if somebody reacts to your thing, that's not that big. Like,
yeah,
they're actually more likely going to help people go look at the actual video after that.
I have discovered not just like so many like anime, but like I have discovered so many YouTubers because of like Mizkif reacting to them, Hassan reacting to them, Ludwig reacting to them, like music videos, YouTube videos, content creators, like TV series, movies, like so many fucking things. It is honestly mental. Like, I've seen so many, it's stupid. It's also like, it's just the weird, it's just such a weird take, dude. Like, I don't know. It's just wild.
It is the worst take I've ever seen come out on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
It honestly is. It's just, I just don't get it. What I don't understand, I guess, is I don't understand the weird disdain for reaction content. Like, reaction content is literally some of my favorite content. Not specific, like I said before, like, I don't watch a ton of like anime reactions just because, one, I'm usually watching stuff, but two, I don't watch a lot of reaction content because, like, I just don't have the time to watch somebody rewatch hundreds of episodes or whatever. Like, I just don't have that time. I go up and I'll like watch people react to clips, but that's just because that's my personal taste. But like actual react content of like funny videos and shit are some of like my favorite content that I like watching. And it, and like, I just have never, I don't get it. I understand not liking a type of content, right? But I don't understand having such a weird hatred that you want all like fucking people that make this type of content to like fall off the planet and die, or like get hit by a bus, or like be like, they sexual assault people because they fucking suck. Like, and it's not, it's this is the craziest take by far, but like, there's plenty of insane takes in YouTube comments all the time about reactors. Like, there is a weird subset of the internet that hates reacting and like reaction content. And I don't understand why. Especially because most of them have no problems with gameplay streams, which is literally just reaction content with a controller. Let's be real here.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who literally was a full-time video game streamer for 3 years, I'm now on like a year and a half of full-time React content. Granted, it's a little different because I do more and like run a business. It's a little bit more different, but like, I would argue that like back when I used to just go live and play a game for 8 hours a day was infinitely easier and less stressful than what I do now. Like, by a mile. Like, it's not even comparable. I've done a lot of different content, and like, don't get me wrong, like, reaction content is easy content. Nobody's going to deny that. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, when I say easy, I mean like easy in like coming up with the ideas for the videos.
Yeah. The rest, the editing and all that.
Yeah. All that stuff is a bit different. Right. But like, it's easy ideas, right? It's an easy thing to follow and come up with. But in terms of like the actual ease of it itself, as somebody who was a full-time video game streamer, and I'd like to know your opinion, Sione, because you weren't full-time, but you did stream it a lot, arguably as much as I did. That was way easier by a mile. Like, I think
compared to YouTubing.
Yeah. I don't think every type of streaming is as easy, but I think that like video game streamers who literally just go live and stream games for 8 hours, I would argue is one of the easier pieces of content.
Now that I've got into balls deep into YouTube and understand how much work goes in behind the scenes of managing a YouTube channel.
Yes.
I would definitely say being a streamer is a lot easier because you can just hit start stream, you know, post in Discord, post on Twitter, call it a day. Mm-hmm. Whereas YouTube, it's like, oh fuck.
You have to like learn the algorithm, you have to study, you have to come up with titles, thumbnail. Yeah. No, I get it.
Like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, even being a streamer, like if you compare it to actually trying to be a streamer, like let's not say you're an established content creator, but you're averaging a decent amount, right? Like you're pulling more than generally 20 people per stream, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're averaging good numbers, right? But at the same time, you want to be competitive, so you're trying to grow.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, like, you'd spend time studying the directory, going, okay, well, when are these people live? When is this person live? Because you don't want to try to fight against the top dog for viewers. You want to try to get in there when there weren't a lot. And like, I'm comparing this to like growing on Mixer, right? Like not compared to growing on Twitch, where literally every directory
is the same thing. Insane. I would say is on Twitch, like, you would want to pay attention to directories, when people are on, when people are off. I think it is similar. It's a little different. If you're trying to grow on Twitch, like, for fuck's sake, do YouTube. Like, there is no discoverability,
like,
on Twitch.
Coming from someone who literally like spent a lot of time streaming, like, just coming into the industry, being brand new and everything, like,
it's not 2015 anymore. Yeah, it's just not
YouTube. 2015 anymore. Like, there's so much more discoverability, and honestly, there's more return for your time invested compared to being a full time streamer.
Yeah,
because your videos are constantly getting views. Compared to streaming, where the second you turn off the stream, boom. That's your content. No one's coming to look at your fucking VOD. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Right? I agree. It's such a weird thing. Like, I feel like it's just content is content, right? Like, not every piece of content is ever going to be for everybody, right? I obviously don't give a shit about watching fucking kids unbox toys. You know what I mean? Because I'm not the demographic that content is for.
Yeah, what right?
Like, when I think of shit like Cocomelon, like that is trash to me. But like, who am I to say that? It's designed for kids. It's not designed for me, right? I just don't understand the disdain, I guess. But I guess it does happen with various other things, right? There's some people that have weird hatred towards anime. Yeah. For no reason other than the fact that, like, it's anime. You know what I mean? It's I don't know. It's just weird. But let's continue on this path of learning about rapism. It's a new word. You're welcome. No. Yeah, it is.
Not so far removed from ignoring consent for sexual gratification. In his own document, he admits that he himself was a reactor. He is engaged in a lot of React content himself. So at one point, were you a
He's
rapist,
also a rapist.
Dark Viper? Were you likely to commit sexual abuse? In fact, I'd argue you were on the upper echelon of React content because you were doing media share nights where your community donated money for you to watch videos, as opposed to just watching videos that you wanted to share with people and reacting to those. You had people pay you to do it, and then you made money on top of that from the videos you'd post from it. So you were a super reactor. Of course, you don't do that anymore and you deleted all the videos, but at one point you did engage in the exact same content that you're coming out so heavily against right now, and then tried to make your own justifications for why you weren't the bad guy. It's an outrageous claim, obviously. However, he does make legitimate points in the document. It's overshadowed by this unhinged rant that he goes on. I am familiar with Dark Viper's content. In fact, I was a fan of Dark Viper. I'd seen his runs. I didn't really see too many of like his
Weirdly
rant
enough,
videos,
I've never heard of this guy prior to recently.
And he always struck me as someone
I actually was wondering. In fact, I was actually wondering if...
Is he a speedrunner?
I don't know. He might be.
He sounds like a speedrunner.
Yeah, no, he is a speedrunner.
Yes. I legitimately was wondering if this is all a farce. Like, I honestly think it's one of two things. I think it's either A, he is literally doing this for clout, like to rile people up and get people to do this, which is why I wanted to talk about this in the post show and not on YouTube, because I just don't really want to give him any publicity, right? Or his YouTube channel is like on the decline and he's bitter because he sees reactors that he knows doing better than him. And that's the only other thing that I could possibly think of.
I mean,
like,
there's just
it, yeah. Like, I don't believe for a second that he legitimately believes this. Like, I can't wrap my head around that. Like, any legitimate content creator, like, I understand if this was like a random comment in a YouTube video.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay. I'm like, yep, I wouldn't think it's as crazy of a take. It's just seeing this come from another content creator who has reacted to stuff and, you know, who does video game stuff, which is fucking basically the same shit because it is as somebody who has done it.
But it's not.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around any creator having this take. But,
think,
you know, Mr. Beast also
crazy,
reacts, but, you know, Mr. Beast also a rapist.
I think it's just more crazy that he wrote a 14-page document.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's like a health issue, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
14 pages is a lot.
I think it's just, I think maybe his channel was on a decline.
And he's
and
just
he was angry at the, angry. At, yeah. And then he wanted to do clout as well. Like, it
yeah,
might have been both things.
I'm gonna get both.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
I can see that. Well, let's find out. Well, I don't know if we're going to find out, but like, maybe.
He made a video correcting something I talked about, which was how much money YouTubers make from short content. I got some of it wrong, and not on purpose, but I just didn't know what he knew. He was very knowledgeable in short content and made a whole video going over some very insightful stuff that was a learning experience for me and his audience. I thought it was a great video, very well done. And it was super disappointing to read something like this from him. Now, I'm called out by name multiple times throughout this document because obviously I do React content from time to time, 100%. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not trying to bury it in the past and hide it, pretend like I didn't, or try and justify it because I'm not embarrassed of it. Look, I understand the stigma around React content and I've always understood it. When I react to something, I'm constantly trying to either pause it and add something to it or interject comedy into it. I treat React content like Mystery Science Theater, where it is a transformative piece around the content. Now, of course, not
adding
every
stuff
time
to it
is going to be a hit, which is why you'll find plenty of videos where I'm reacting to something like the downfall of Quibi, which comes from a great channel that I really like to watch, and I just got too engrossed in their story.
I don't even know what Quibi is. Now I want
to
know.
That I didn't add anything to it. So I ended up just kind of watching it with my community. Sure. And you know what? I didn't turn that into a video. I didn't do
that shit stresses me out so much. I find that it doesn't bother me as much when watching YouTube videos, but when it comes to like doing anime reactions or just any TV shows, I don't know if it's like a mental thing. I like obsess over like, I need to be commentating. I need to be adding something to this at all times because I like feel weird if I sit in silence for even more than like a few seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the name. During the dude's video, the Dark Vibe or whatever, he's reacting to clips of this video, which is makes it all the more funny.
Oh, that's fucking funny, dude.
He's talks about this fact that like the channel Charlie's talking about right now. He was like, no, but they got permission from the movies and everything that they were doing. They got consent from them and all this. And it's like, and he's like, and they were 40-year-old movies that they were doing. And it's like, that doesn't matter in today's age. Like a two week old video is essentially the same as like a 4-year-old video in today's.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, when it comes to the culture, algorithm, I mean, old videos explode all the time. So yeah, no, I get it. You're right.
Like, so like his entire point of they got consent to do like Charlie's not going to contact them and be like, hey, do I have consent? Like, there's no point in doing that.
The other like it's also because the overwhelming majority of creators like when other creators react to their content. Of course, it's not everybody. It never will be. Right. Everybody's different. No matter what, 100% of people will never agree on something. It'll never That's happen. True. It'll never be 100%. But I know a lot of fucking content creators, right? And what's funny is I know a lot of content creators who will like jump on the hate bandwagon for like shit about reaction content, but will react to content themselves or condone it, right? Like, I don't give a fuck what content I make. Does not matter. You react, go fucking crazy. Because I know it's literally nothing but exposure.
Yep.
Like, at the end of the day, if somebody is watching your reaction to something before they are watching the original video, it's because they either A, didn't want to watch that video, didn't click on it, or they don't know who the fuck it is. Like, dude, and I've said it through like a lot of the amount of content creators that I have found because of other creators reacting to their content is insane.
Yeah, no, it's just, it is crazy. I mean, here's the thing is like, if you don't like that your video got reacted to, you can copyright claim it. You are allowed to do it.
Anybody will pretty much gladly be like, okay. Like if I ever reacted to like a YouTuber's video and they didn't even need a DM, if they just reached out and were like, hey, I'm not okay with that. Can you delete it? I'd be like, all right. Sure. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah. I mean, if that's what you want.
Yeah, because I mean, that's just how I think that's how most people are. Like either you're okay with the reaction or you just ask them to take it down. But most people are just like, there's no point in asking them to take it down because in the end of the day, they're reacting to your content. And if people are liking what they're seeing on screen of your content, they're probably going to go watch you.
Yeah. I mean, it's very simple, right? Like, he's talking about consent. Stop. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a very similar thing. Like, if somebody isn't cool with something, then you don't. Like, I know people who aren't okay with their content being reacted to. You just avoid them. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't do their stuff, right? Like, I don't want to out somebody specifically, but, like, we know somebody who isn't okay with that. We just don't include them. Yeah. It's just that simple, right?
Yeah. But still, you know, you ask for consent.
Yeah, exactly.
Do anything else with that? Ended up just really enjoying the video as it was presented without really being able to add too much to it. And yeah, I always feel guilty when something like that happens, but that's never the goal. Dark Viper's entire document here is about this belief that every reactor is doing it for financial gain and to fuck small channels. And the logic he uses to make these points is deeply flawed and isn't substantiated by any real evidence. It just feels like he pulls it out of his ass and it's source, trust me, bro. Is he has an understanding of capitalism and the free market, and that's what he's using to base all of these claims on, even though it's not directly applicable to YouTube itself. So I just wanted to go over everything.
It's like the titties are stealing my views mentality.
The most extreme approach possible. All reactors are bad people, exploit others to benefit no one but themselves, collectively stolen millions of dollars from actual creators and have stopped countless thousands from having a career. I wonder how many small channels are out there shaking their fist right now like, damn you, Pokimane, my channel died because you watched my video on your stream and said nice things about me. I had such a promising career as a YouTuber until you said nice things about my video on stream to your audience of 30,000 concurrent viewers. Now I'm fucking trashed. I'm ruined. And to be fair, that's not the
exact point. It's so true, though.
His point of how they're killing small channels is because they're taking eyes away from small channels to their own channel. So I guess a more apt comparison would be small channel fucking flipping over their table like, fuck, I would have had 10 million views on this video if Pokimane didn't react to Jubilee, 6 atheists versus 1 Christian 5 days ago. And now my channel's fucked because she reacted and all the people went and watched that instead of watching my video essay on Dying Light's butthole physics. Now, to show his point in the actual document, he goes on to describe how effortless it is to make React content, which he is absolutely in the right on. This is an inarguable
truth. Yeah, like, that's
truth.
The thing.
It takes significantly less time and effort to react to content than it does to create the content that's being reacted to. That's just blasting your ass with facts and logic 100%. Even when you're transforming the content, like, you know, for example, if I'm adding an extra 10 minutes worth of dialogue or even 20 minutes worth of, like, extra commentary on top of it, that's still significantly less work than actually went into that video that creates it. And he's totally right there. He then goes on to say how easy it is to pump out that content since it obviously takes less time and effort. They can make more of it, which means more React videos are being pumped into the YouTube atmosphere. And he's right there again. Look at someone like Sniper Wolf. She's able to do one a day.
The crazy thing is though, like, it's also more is getting pumped out because people like it. Like, that's like the thing is, like, it's just a matter of that people like it. And most content creators that I know of, they usually, like, will have, like, a second Reacts channel. One, because people like it and want to see it. Two, it's fucking fun. Like, it really is. Like, reacting to content is just fun, whether you're making money or not. Like, it is fun to share your experiences with other people, especially if you have a community. It's just very fun to do. So, and a lot of people use it to supplement and pay for other types of content. Like, Mr. Beast is a perfect example. Who has a React channel, and all of the money from the React channel gets funneled into his main channel to help fund that stuff.
Interestingly enough, what I think is an interesting thing we were discussing before is the parasocial relationships.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the people who constantly watch your content develop a relationship with you, right? Because they're constantly seeing you every day. They get to see reactions. You know, they develop the relationship, but we have no idea who they really are, right? They know who we are. They get to see us on camera, this and that, but I don't ever get to see, you know, Bobo or other people on camera. And I think reaction content really kind of exposes a natural layer of content where it's the person reacting, like, where they're getting to actually hang out with the person, kind of just chill on their couch and, you know, just hang out and, like, hey, we're going to watch this anime. Check this out. You know, and it's about building that relationship. But as for consensual and making it consensual relationship, like, geez, I don't know, man.
The other thing that I don't understand with it is that I and I'm sure they exist, I guess. I don't know anybody who legitimately likes reactors who don't do shit. Like, at all. I know that they exist, but I feel like it is so far in the minority that it's like, why would you want to watch somebody react to this thing that just isn't adding or giving any input, right? Because at the end of the day, even if, like the way that I see it, right? Even if your goal is, I just want to be able to watch this thing in its entirety with no interruptions, why would you choose to do that with somebody blocking it or having it really small in the corner? You know what I mean? Or them blocking 25% of the screen, right?
And, like, it's chopped up too. It's not even a full episode.
Like, it is weird. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really understand. Like, I understand why people do it because streaming is just inherently weird. And, like, if you even get up to poop for 2 seconds, people have, like, an aneurysm and run away. Like, oh my God, he died. I need to leave. It's like, he's pooping. I can't be here while he's pooping, like, or whatever. I don't really agree with the mentality of, like, I'm just going to play this video and, like, I'm going to go piss. I'll be right back. You know what I mean? Just letting it play without actually, like, it's just there. That I don't, I'm like, I'm iffy on that because you're not really reacting. You're just playing the video. But I think it's also a mentality of, like, when people do that, especially creators and streamers, like, they're not doing that with the intent of making money, right? Like, they know that that's not the content. I think it's more so the idea of, like, you're watching stuff with your friends and you're just like, hey, I'm be right back. I got to go take care of something. Fucking watch this, you know?
True.
Because I do that all the time, where I'll just like put something, like when I have people over, like friends over, I'll just be like, dude, you gotta check this out. I'll fucking put it on. Be like, I gotta go do something. Just like watch this. Yeah. But we've done that to you on a Discord call.
Yeah.
You know? And I think you're, like you said, like when you build a community, like it is one of those things that like, when you build a community, essentially, like, yeah, there's some assholes. Yeah, there's some people that don't agree with you. Yeah, there's people that are different than you. But, like, I feel like it's generally a group of, like-minded people. And
generally, yeah.
You want to share this thing because you like it, right? Like, regardless of what it is, you want to share it because you think it's funny. Or you heard it's good. Or you're like, yo, let's check this out. Let's see if it's any good. You know, it's like you're hanging with your buddies. Even though you're not, you know? But you are, in a way.
I want to see if Charlie hits on the bottom part of this. I have no idea what you just said.
Everything that you said got cut off.
Something. She is the biggest.
You got to pull the mic closer to your mouth.
Well, yeah, it's because I leaned back. I was saying I want to see if he's going to hit on this bottom part of this.
Because
I think it's just I just read it while we were talking, and it's really interesting. I just want to see if he's going to hit on it here.
You mean while me and Ruff were talking?
Yeah.
You were reading.
Yeah, you were. You were.
Providing no input. But
this is perfect. That's where your mic needs to be going forward. Pay attention to that, because that's where you don't cut in and out. That's where you actually do come through.
Yeah, you need to have the mic close to you, sir. Like, you can't see where my mic is, because I have it below the camera.
Your camera's also cut off of your titties, you know what I mean? Yeah. If my camera was cut off here, you wouldn't really see my mic either.
Well, I mean, like, I'd have to... The problem is, I don't have a long enough wire to do a top-down look yet.
You will tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when it arrives, I'll be able to do it. I'll be able to change how the arm is.
Yeah. Remember,
then, you know,
beard length apart. Right now, you're like, I know,
but you can, yeah, but you can hear me just fine. See, you can hear me fine
because you're leaning forward.
Beard length apart. I'm just like,
pull it closer. So what we've learned, the sweet spot is the entire mic has to be in view of your camera, or you start cutting in and out. The second the mic is no longer on your camera is when it starts to derp. This is a visual representation.
Famous streamer.
Look, we got to teach him. We're molding him, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're turning him into a reactor, which means apparently we're turning him into a bad person. Let's see what Charlie wants to say about this.
Channel online, like anywhere on the internet. And what's shocking about Dark Viper's document is she's not listed here by name. He only goes with Twitch streamers, even though Sniper Wolf does the same thing. So I found that to be weird.
Because it's like her entire channel
point here. But regardless, her absence isn't that big of a deal.
Her channel exploded when she started doing reaction content.
You can pump this out a lot quicker than fully original products. But the next part is where him and I differ greatly in our opinion here, and it is an opinion, no matter how much Dark Viper wants to present it as a fact. He argues that this flood of React content takes from the finite pool of impressions, so it takes those eyeballs and puts it towards the React content as opposed to going towards the original content that they would have found elsewhere if the React content didn't exist. I'm skipping ahead just a bit because this part is
literally the equivalent of titties are stealing my viewers.
He says, if your content is good, then it will get exposure naturally.
It's the same stupid-ass concept.
Reactors. He's absolutely right. Of course, you don't need reactors, but he says if your content is good, it will naturally get exposure. Okay, based on what? Where's your evidence to support that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there are.
I love that he is honest about that because it's so true. Like, people do have this mentality of like, yes, making good content is not the be all end all, but it is a massive factor in getting your content seen. Right? If you make shit content, people aren't going to watch it. You know what I mean? Even if they click on it, they're probably going to dip. But he's right. You can make the best content ever. And if you don't understand the algorithm, if you don't understand all the stuff that goes into it, if you upload at the wrong time, if you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different factors.
Yeah. If you don't have like, if the thumbnail doesn't fit the title, if the title's not good, if the tags are all wrong, like there's a lot that does. Yeah.
You can make the best content in the world, but if people aren't finding it and seeing it, it's irrelevant. And more than likely, if somebody's like, I want to watch bikini wrestlers in a pool of pudding, right? And somebody else is reacting to anime, right? Do you think that the person who wants to watch somebody roll around in a pool of pudding is going to be like, oh, no, reaction content, got to watch that?
Yeah, like, but it's no, also it's the fact that he calls it a finite resource of there's nothing finite. Like, YouTube grows every fucking day. There's no finite amount of people
watching.
What he's
trying to say is people aren't people. They're numbers, which falls right back to his fucking insecurities about his channel, more than likely, if I had to guess.
Yeah, but it's just, and it's
like a lot of the wording is similar. Like, a lot of the wording, just he just sounds like a fucking bitter bitch who's just like mad because he's getting less views for his better content.
people watching React content or searching for React content or people finding reaction content, they clearly were not searching for original, like, hey, I look at this video I made with my buddies, or look at this video I made all by myself and it looks great. Like, yeah. They clearly weren't looking for that.
Yeah, exactly. The algorithm exists for a reason.
Literally millions that have made high quality productions over the last decade that went nowhere, fell flat on their face, have less than hundreds of views. I know that because we've watched them on my stream before. I usually like to find more obscure content, and I've seen some great videos, huge production, less than 100 views, like 5 years old. The channel's dead now. And it had nothing to do with XQC watching my mom picks my next boyfriend for me or anything. It just has to do with the sheer volume of content on YouTube in general, where not all great productions are going to find eyeballs. It's just a fucking lie, him saying that it's going to naturally get exposure. You have no way of proving that. And if you do, I'd love to see it. How can you guarantee that by making high quality productions, you're naturally going to blow up on YouTube? How can you say that? Can you prove it? The pillar of his whole point is there's so much React content that now all of those eyeballs are on the reactors and not on the original content. They have taken away from this finite pool of impressions. But you have no way of proving if that React content wasn't there, those eyeballs would go to that original content. Because it's the internet. It's YouTube. There's other places they could go to get entertainment. Let's say all of a sudden all of React content is gone. The people that watch the React content might just go watch fucking Netflix. Might just go on Twitch and watch some gaming streams or something. There's no guarantee that now that the React content's gone, those eyeballs turn towards the small YouTubers. You can't prove that. So the claim is completely baseless. I know you drew this diagram,
but
there's no source.
He drew this fucking diagram. This is a good stopping point. If you wanted to see the rest of the video, go check it out. If you somehow don't know who the fuck Moist Critical is, I find that hard to believe. But I mean, shit, if you didn't and you're interested in this and you want to hear more, or maybe you thought he was funny, well, there you go. We just proved that React content works.
Yeah, he makes great videos. Definitely,
dude,
worth
he's watching. I love Charlie, dude. He's so fucking funny. Sione, as a Charlie noob, what do you think? This is a bad example, I feel like, of his content, because he's way more serious here compared to like his jokey self. But
well, I don't know if Sione watched his because Charlie made a video on Totally Mark as well. I don't know if Sione watched that one.
Oh, maybe.
No.
Okay.
So what do you think about Charlie?
It's not bad. It's entertaining. I liked his ability to be sassy, but also get the point across at the same time.
You got to see some of his videos where they're not serious. This one obviously is a bit more serious than like his fucking jokey videos, but his shit is so funny. I think you'd like his stuff a lot.
Okay, well, we'll have to check that out on Content Day.
We will. We will. So, H-Man, tell us about your experience, your very first experience, your bucket list. Your dream
of
experiencing Harry Potter world as the biggest Harry Potter stan in all of the land.
I would not say I'm the biggest stan in all of the land, but I do thoroughly enjoy it. I do love it. Getting to finally see Harry Potter world was literally amazing. I could go there every day and always be excited and happy about it. Mm. And I know that I'll probably never get to go back there, but I would love to.
I don't think that's realistic. I think you easily could go back there.
I don't think so. Like,
why not?
Because there's other things in life that I'm gonna have to do that will take away those chances, like going to visit family or hoping to go to Japan one day or whatever other traveling thing. Like, it makes it very difficult to have the money and time to go to Harry Potter world.
Maybe at this moment, but things change over time. Yeah, you never know.
We're growing a brand here, H-Man, okay? We're going to be taking trips at some point.
But no, like, I absolutely loved everything, even just, like, the shop fronts that were not actual shops, just
like,
the aesthetics.
Yeah, just, like, visual, yeah.
Yeah, the aesthetics, everything they did, it was great. I really want to go back to Hogsmeade. I want to go to the three Broomsticks as well again.
It was
I
so
am sad
busy,
I never
though,
got
dude.
To go to Hogsmeade.
It was crazy how busy it was compared to the rest of the parks.
Yeah, it was really weird. I mean, I think it was just because it was that Mardi Gras thing, which we didn't know when we set it up. But I think that was just a big factor.
Like, there's Hogsmeade in the main area that's like a bar restaurant-ish. I think it's more of a bar, but like a bar restaurant. And I would have loved to gotten to go there as well. But we just didn't do that. And that's one of the things that if I get to go back to Harry Potter world, I really want to go to the Hogsmeade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I get it. Get it. Universe is crazy. It's definitely like an experience because it's just such a wild, like, it's just a wild place. Like, it's just something weird because it's like, it looks like something out of a movie. Because I guess in a way it kind of is, sort of. But I've always found that crazy. What I was always curious about, though, is I don't know. I've always wondered if it's different because I actually don't know if Universal California is different than Universal.
I think it's the same with like Disney. I think one's smaller than the other.
I wonder. Let me see. I'm trying to pull it up because I'm curious. Things to do. Can I get like a fucking map? Is there a map? There's got to be a map. Maybe. They also have a city walk? What?
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm seeing that. Something called Funland, which looks new. I'm trying to like find the details here. All right, hold on. Map of Hollywood Studios, California.
Funland.
Universal Studios, not Hollywood Studios. I'm an idiot.
There we go.
Hey, I figured it out, I think. Or no, that's not it. Nope. I'm trying to like find you a link because I know you're looking for it too.
Well, I'm
just curious if it has the same stuff. Like, is it the exact same Harry Potter place? Like, is it just laid out differently? Do they have different things? Like, I would assume they do. I would assume it's not the same stuff, but maybe it is. I think it is. I think it's just placed in different
spots. The LA, the one in California is more about an LA experience, where the Orlando one is a more of a family theme park destination. So the one in LA I looked up the differences and similarities.
Oh, okay.
So like the one in LA is actually in a real working movie studio.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So because of that, park goers have the opportunity to tour the studio, see where some of their favorite movies and television shows were made, and then they have 3D rides. So it looks like, I mean, they have the King Kong ride. Mm-hmm. They have the Fast and Furious Supercharged ride. Both those are at both parks.
That's fucking really cool.
So the Hollywood theme park is built on multiple levels, obviously because it's Hollywood, so it has a lot less room than the Florida one.
Mm-hmm.
But like the upper level is where many family-friendly attractions are located, including the DreamWorks Theater featuring the Kung Fu Panda, a bunch of the family-friendly movies.
Yeah. I want to go there at some time during October. Like, go to Google Images real quick and type in Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Like, this shit is crazy. I can't even imagine. Like, this looks so fucking dope. And I would assume they'd have like themed stuff. Like, look at this.
It looks I've seen this before. Yeah.
Like, it literally looks like it's like a different fucking universe compared to like what it was.
Yeah. OTV. Prior. OTV did a thing there.
Did they? You mean OTK?
No, OTV.
Oh, I don't even know what OTV is.
Offline TV.
Oh.
They're the original three letter OTVs.
Yeah, it's close enough. apparently they do like themed things like The Exorcist. They'll do like a thing for a certain amount of time and like I guess different attractions based on that, but I guess it makes sense if they're actually based in like an actual thing. That does make sense. Like here I'm seeing The Exorcist, Chainsaw Massacre, like The Bride of Frankenstein. Like that's wild, dude.
Yeah, that's really cool. I would love to do I'd love to do Halloween at either Florida or LA, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hollywood's going to be legit experience. No matter what.
That's my thing. I think like throughout my life, like as I've gotten older, I've like gotten I'm not like old or anything, but like I've gotten to the point where like I almost like want experiences more than like things, I guess. And I say that as I have like a ridiculous fucking office behind me, but that's mostly for video reasons because I like decorating my background because I'm on camera all the goddamn time. You got to make your office fun, okay?
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like that's the thing. Like, I want to travel more personally.
Yeah, it looks like the Harry Potter world in Florida is better.
Is it? I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's probably bigger. find like different thing. Can you actually, can you go, can you pull up? Fuck it. Let's react to more shit. Can you go to YouTube? I want to see something real quick. Just look up Hollywood Studios, Halloween Horror Nights. I just want to see if there's like a short little thing, like visual, because I feel like these pictures are probably not doing it justice. And I'm actually curious because, like, I know that we have such a diverse audience. I know the podcast is a little bit more US based compared to the other stuff, which is a little bit more like all over the place. But like, I'm curious if you guys have ever seen this, or if maybe this is the first time you're seeing or hearing about like Universal. Bro,
Frankenstein, fucking Hello Kitty.
That's crazy. I'm like little video. He pulls up like a 40-minute video
with somebody Jessica's been wanting to meet for quite some time. You're looking beautiful, Hello Kitty.
She's like, I'm in this box. Don't touch
Happy
me.
Happy Halloween, darling. Last time we were here and Jessica met Hello Kitty, she cried.
I just like skip through it a bunch of times. A
couple years.
Like, hold on, go back. That's an attraction? Like, dude, that's fire. This is like a fucking crazy ass haunted house.
Well, it's the Exorcist house.
Bro, that's wild.
Well, then let's introduce ourselves.
Oh my god.
I'm Damien Karras.
This is crazy. Dude, you skip around a little bit more.
Yeah.
See why people, some people prefer the East Coast, some people prefer the West Coast.
That makes me want to do it more. Oh, dude, that's fucking terrifying. So they have mazes and they have scare zones.
Yeah, because it's the one in LA is all indoors.
Yeah.
So I think the Florida one's just always gonna be better because of how much more space they have.
Yeah, they just have more space. Yeah, it makes sense. That's wild. I think that's enough. That's insane though. That's such like a crazy, like that would be something you would go to and you would never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean it's that's crazy.
I know. Well, thank you all so much for hanging out during the post show. You guys are awesome. We love your faces. Let us know what videos you think and what you think about this Horror Nights of Death. And are you also a Harry Potter stan? Link up with H-Man. He'd love to talk to you about Harry Potter. Probably. No. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he would love to talk to you about Harry Potter.
You have a talk to Sky Daddy room in the Discord.
Do they really?
Yeah, I didn't make that, but he has it there. I think he made it.
What?
Yeah, you didn't notice this?
No, I need to see this now. There's a talk to Sky Daddy room?
Which makes sense. Yeah, it's chat to Sky Daddy. But, oh God, nobody's...
No, it just sits there unused.
Well, that's because one person asked you a question and you didn't answer them.
Did they?
H-Man hates you all. Confirmed. I'm deleting that room. Actually, no, I'm not deleting that room. If you're listening to this, I want you guys to flood that room with questions until he is forced to listen and chat with you. You guys are dope. We love your faces. Catch you next week.
Later.
Bye.